My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin has been sold and is playing hard to get. So listen and enjoy.
Now, Belinda's back. When we last left off with Belinda, that was August 29th, everybody seemed to feel that I had been sold yet again, that this was not the husband, although I thought maybe it was the husband. This was definitely not the girl, that I was sold to somebody new, and evidence that was used for that was that this one had jokes. This one had part of street jokes that we're trying to pass off. And as But I argued, well, you know, remember, they originally found me off of a comedian's list. So it's really not that far-fetched.
So they're just hacks.
Well, they're just fans of comedy. Not necessarily good comedy, but fans of comedy.
No. I mean, they're just hacks reissuing somebody else's jokes.
Yes. Is that pretty much where we were with Belinda?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there was a lot of stuff. So we'll go to August 30th. She goes, hello. And then 45 minutes later, are you there? Hi.
She waited a long time for an answer.
Yeah, really?
Hi. You were reading my messages and not replying. If you don't want to talk to me, let me know. So,
needy one. Holy cow.
So I go away. We'll be going out in a couple hours. So let me know what you think so I know what to do. Yes, Joe. Very pissed off.
Wow. And all of a sudden, she's just like demanding. Like, and how does she know that you're reading the messages?
Because when you click, it'll show up as that they read it.
Oh,
it'll
I see.
Like on Facebook. Because it's Facebook. Like, say, seen it like 12 o'clock or whatever the case is.
I hate that it tells on me.
There's a way to do it. Where you can, like, if you quickly unclick it, like, they don't know. It's a way to do it. I've never done it, but I could have. Then she continues. Just sent you a friend request. If you're not accepting it, tell me so I cancel it, okay? So this actually is that I was wrong. She'd never friend requested me before. We were just talking. So this is the first time I'm actually getting a friend request.
Wow.
Which we know was a whole big deal before.
Yes, and it's really strange to all of a sudden turn around and offer it up.
Well, because I'm ignoring her. So, oh, shit, we got to go all in.
Yeah.
She's new and impatient.
Yeah, not new and improved.
August 31st. Hi, she goes. I don't respond. September 3rd. Are you there? I go, I am now.
Look at fake Davin playing hard to get.
Yeah, but also, you could tell that this is somebody new because the other ones could give it. They told him to go to hell three times.
Yeah.
Well, I got money now and I don't got a wife.
I think, you know what, though? I think they had you strung them along so much, I don't think that they care that you had money because they weren't getting it.
Well, the
they
girl never told me to go to hell.
But they pretty much told you to scram. Because
not the girl.
But this doesn't seem like it's the girl. It's the guy, and the guy had no patience. He could care less. You told him you were coming. I don't give a damn. Got lost. So this is somebody, you know, and it was. So this is somebody new. You were sold, my friend. To somebody very
impatient.
Hey, wait
a minute. I'm from this continent. I thought I'm not supposed to be sold. I thought... Historically, we sell people from that continent.
Nope, there was a bill of sale on your ass, my friend.
They flipped the script.
Yes.
Suddenly, I want to go to Selma in March.
Why don't you just march here?
Nobody cares if I march here.
I know.
My wife goes, march your ass right upstairs enough. she goes, where have you been? I go, I've been busy. Did you miss me? She goes, a little. Busy doing what? I go, I had my daughter this weekend, and the Vassiola sisters needed me for stuff.
I love the Vassiola sisters.
Apparently so do I.
So does everyone.
Who doesn't love the Vassiola? I love the Vassiola sisters.
I go, what have you been doing? She goes, oh, okay. I have been home because my machine is spoilt. And I... S-P-O-I-L-I-O.
Is spoiled? What is it, like lavish gifts on it?
She left it out of the refrigerator too long.
What do you mean it's her machine?
Her sewing machine.
Oh.
It's broken.
Oh, it's spoiled.
Yeah, kind of like when you say pot sticker.
It gets the best ribbons.
Yes,
and stuff
it does.
Like that, and the best bobbins. Yes.
Wow,
me.
Betsy Ross.
My mother and grandmother were seamstresses. I was brought up with
and
that.
And you're
shit.
Just unseemly, so it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a long way.
It really wasn't that long. It might not have been that effective, but it wasn't long. Explaining it is longer than it was. You could have let it go. You didn't. See, you have the same problem I do.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Pip.
Wait a minute now.
You seemed happy.
Tom says, well, congratulations. You're like the whore of Ghana. Everybody's getting a shot.
Listen, Tommy, you're traveling south. You can stop over. Everybody gets a piece. By the way, Tom said he would have hung out with me on Friday night.
Oh, that's
but again,
nice
he was
Tom.
Far away, so really.
Yeah, so shallow words.
Exactly. She goes, I've been home because my machine is spoiled and I don't have anything to do. Have you thought about what we discussed? I go, how was going out the other night? Did you have fun? She goes, I haven't been out in a long time. I go, you said you were going out. She just said it
and can't remember.
Yeah, I know. She goes, I went to visit a friend. So have you thought of what I asked you? I go, well, last I checked, that is out. Smiley emoticon.
Yeah.
You really do have a what if I'm wrong.
That's always dangerous.
Yes. To correct me or?
No, correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. That's bad sense.
I don't think I'm going to be wrong if I'm saying correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no.
Nah, good point. Correct me if I'm wrong. We were together for close to a year. You then decided to dump me because at the time I could not send you money. Not only that, but you called our whole relationship fruitless. Now you're back and you would like me to send you money again. Is that correct?
No, it's not like that.
Is that what you think she's going to say?
Yes.
Pit Joe?
I don't know.
Well, I know you don't know.
I don't know, and I don't know. I'm curious to see what the answer is. I don't really have a guess on this.
Tune in next week.
Ah!
Is that correct? She goes, sadly for me, you are correct.
Oh, wow.
I go, sure, I can send you the sure, I can send you the money. Nothing would be better than making our interactions fruitful for you. He goes, you can send it through Western Union, and I will receive it in some hour's time. Sarcasm. Now, I didn't put the sarcasm font in.
Yeah, you know what?
That you wrote that.
Well, I said, let me send it to you, and she goes, you send it through Western Union. She said, you send it through Western Union.
He was sold.
Yes, he told me.
And like I said, that's when you said, well, what's your opinion? I didn't have one because I was curious. That hinged on my opinion.
Yeah.
That's why I could not answer your question. That now I'm answering it. She was sold.
Yes.
I go, awesome. That's not suspicious at all. I go, after you get the money, what happens next? Will I be sending you more money periodically?
Now you know the gifts of the game, stupid. All right.
Finally, we finally got a scam.
Because they're ballsy. They go, yeah, yeah, and?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The object is keep it coming, stupid.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.